Officials at Vermont's Department of Labor announced Thursday that the department overcollected $26,000 from businesses in late underemployment contributions because of a rounding error. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
When a person is collecting unemployment benefits in Vermont, that person's former employer is responsible for paying a portion of those benefits. Those payments get made to the Department of Labor. When businesses miss their payment, the Labor Department is required by law to charge a 1.5% interest rate on the unpaid amount. This whole system is automated, and like a lot of automated systems in Vermont, it's old. The state is working on an update, and when they got to the piece of code that adds interest to past due accounts, officials found something odd.
And they found that when they did their quick calculation, it appeared that we were overcharging.
This is Lindsay Curley, the commissioner of the Department of Labor. She says that when staff looked into the code, they found the problem. The code is based on the premise that a month is exactly 30 days long. So 31-day months threw off the math.
If it's a 30-day month, it comes out exactly to 1.5%, which is what we are by statute required to charge people who are past due on their payments. But if you have a 31-day month, which we have seven of, it's over because you've got an extra day in there.
The resulting overcharges add up to approximately $26,000 paid by Vermont businesses. Curley says the Department of Labor is working to figure out exactly how many businesses overpaid and by how much. The department's records go back 3 years, so Curley says any businesses that overpaid since then will be reimbursed without doing anything. But she said the error has existed since at least 2008, and businesses that overpaid between then and 2014 will have to provide documentation themselves if they want to be reimbursed because the state no longer has those records. Curley said those companies can call the department's employer assistance line at 877-214-3331. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.